The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, 'Boya Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani echbadeti esliboi the slave avodo, because I Hashem have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, his slaves, v'man shisi esayfei l'dekir boi, in order that I should be able to disseminate my miracles among him, v'man tesaper bosnei dincho ben dincho, in order that you should be able to relate in the ears of your children and your children's children." Ace Asher his heart, even Mitzrayim, how I poked fun at the Egyptians, the Es Oisaisa Asher Santivom, and the miracles which I placed in them, Vidatem Kiani Hashem, and you should know that I am Hashem. And then Hashem said shortly afterwards, Kinini maybe Mochar Arbe Begulecha, that tomorrow there's going to be the plague of Arbe, a special plague of a certain type of locusts that are going to invade Mitzrayim. This is going to be the basis for this Torah. Rabbi Elazar is going to tie this in later. Rabbi Elazar says, Ki Hashem Yisborach Machmas Rachmanusai Boras Olam. Hashem, because of his kindness, created the world. What's Pshat? Ki Rotzo Legalis Rachmanusai. Hashem wanted to be able to reveal his Rachmanus. Bim Lehoya Briyas Olam Almi Hoyamar Rachmanusai. And if there weren't a creation, upon whom could Hashem show his kindness? The arcane Boris Kol HaBriya, therefore Hashem created the entire creation, Mitchila Asu Atzilus, from the beginning of Atzilus, Ad Seif Nekudas HaMerkaz Shel Olam HaGashmi, till the very last bit of the central point of this Olam HaGashmi, this physical world. Why? Kedei Laharos Rachmanusai, in order for Hashem to be able to manifest his Rachmanus. When Hashem wanted to create the world, there was no place in which Hashem could create the world, because everything at that time, all that existed was the Oyer Ha'in Saif of Hashem. Therefore Hashem Kaviyachol constricted the light to the sides. Through this constriction was created a vacuum space in the middle. Ubesaych hecholo haponoi hazeh, within this empty hole, nishavu kol hayomim v'hamidos, there became all the days and all the midos of Hashem, shehem briyas olam, which consists of the creation of the worlds. As is explained in the beginning of the Eitz Chaim, v'zeh hecholol haponi, this cholol haponi, as it's known, hayamuchrach lebriyas olam, was necessary. There had to exist a place called a cholol haponi in order for creation of the world to take place. Ki bilti hecholol haponi lehoya shum makom lebriyas olam kanal. Were it not for the cholol haponi, there wouldn't have been place for the creation of the world, as we explained before. V'zeh hatzimtzum shel cholol haponi i'efsher lahavin lahasiv kiyum losad lavoi. And the actual explanation of this cholol haponi is impossible to understand and to achieve, except losad lavoi. Why? What's so strange about this cholol haponi? Rabbi Elazar explains, ki tzolech lemar bo yishnei hafochim. Because a person has to be able to say two opposites, meaning it's a paradox. This concept of cholol haponi is a paradox. In what sense? Ki hacholol haponi hu al yidei hatzimtzum. This cholol haponi came into being through the constriction, shekaviyochol tzimtzei melekusai nishon, kaviyochol Hashem constricted his heavenliness from that place, ve'ein shom elekus kaviyochol. And in a sense, Hashem's elokus was removed from that place. Why? Because if you're not going to admit to the fact that Hashem removed himself from there, then there wouldn't be any space. There would only be ein soif. There wouldn't have been any place for the creation of the world. So on one hand, you must agree to the fact that Hashem Kaviyachol had to remove himself from that place in order for there to be room for a Bria. On the other hand, Avol Be'emes L'Hamitoi, but the real truth, the Vadai, certainly, afalpikein, still yesh sham gamken elokus. We must admit also to the fact that in that place within the chol apani there is also a elokus. Why? Ki bavadai ein shum davar beladechusai. There is certainly nothing that can exist without the chiyus of Hashem within it. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, I'm stating the fact now, no matter what you're going to tell me, no matter what you're going to show me in the Pisgei Arizal or in any silly philosophy books that try to dwell on this topic, the fact is that this is a paradox which is not going to be clarified until Mashiach will come. This, how these two items are both true simultaneously. That in order for there to be a Bria, Hashem had to remove himself. If Hashem would remove himself, nothing could exist in that place. If Hashem were to remove himself from any place, there couldn't be any existence within that place. And yet, if Hashem did not remove himself, there wouldn't be room for creation. This is a paradox, Rabbeinu Zal says, which is to be left a question mark until Lasid Lavei. Period. Nothing more to discuss on this. This is the introduction upon which this whole Torah is going to be based. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Veda, and you should know, sheyesh shnei mine apikorsis. There are two types of apikorsis. Yesh apikorsis shebo nechokmes chitzanius. There is an apikorsis which comes from outside chokmes. Meaning, when a person learns worldly type wisdoms, he learns about the world and things like that. It could lead to pigamim in emuna. It could lead to questions about Hashem." To questions about religion, to questions about faith, bechlau, the olav nema about that type of apikursis that comes from chokhmos chitzanius. The pasuk says, "Veda mashetoshev apikoros." Know what to answer to an apikoros, meaning, "Ki apikursis hazais yesh olechot tshuva." This type of apikursis, there are definitely answers to resolve those questions. This apikursis came through chachmas chitzanius, shehem boen nimaisreis, which come through klipois, extra items, mibachinas shviras hakelim, from a shviras hakelim. That's what caused this apikursis to come into being. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains, because when Hashem created the world, kaviyachol, the way the Arizal explains it, kaviyachol, originally all that existed was the oyer and soif of Hashem. Then Hashem Kaviyachol decided to place his oil into certain kelim. When Hashem started taking his light Kaviyachol and trying to put it into kelim, the kelim were not powerful enough to contain the degree of light Kaviyachol that Hashem placed into them, and these kelim Kaviyachol broke. They broke in a sense, and the light spilled out to different levels. It fell to lower levels than it was supposed to in a sense. This is what's known as Shaviras HaKelim, the breaking of the Kelim, through the fact that there was too much light, the Kelim were not capable of containing within them the amount of light that was being placed into them. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki nachmas ribui ho'oyer, because there was too much light, Mishtabru HaKelim, the Kelim broke, Umishom Mishavu HaKlipois Kiyadua, and that's how the whole concept of Klipois came into being. Because this concept of broken kelim is a mean of klipos, an item which now the light spilled out in a manner whereby klipos could draw from it. When the light was within kelim, there was no way for the klipos to get to it. It was placed within kelim. In order for someone to achieve, to draw chias from this light, he had to go via a certain track. He had to do certain items to be able to draw from the light. Once there was Shviras HaKelim, and this oil leaked out in a sense, it was shayach for klipos to be able to draw a yanika from it more than they were supposed to originally, and this is how the whole concept of problems with klipos comes up. Boim Misham. That's where the Chochmas Chitzanis come from. Hainu Mishviras HaKelim, Min Moisreis, from the Moisreis, Pseilis Hakdusha, the Pseilis of Kedusha, Kemoi Eitzel Hodom, as is found by a person. Rabbeinu Zal says, Yesh Kamo Mine Moisreis Upseilis. Even by a human being, we find that there are many extra items, waste items, within a person. For example, Kegoin Tziponayim, the nails, when they grow past a certain point, Anything more than that is excess. The sayer, the hair, the zayah, sweat, the sharp sayers, other types of waste, the moisturize, and all types of extra items, physical waste matter. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kein kol chochma chitzana bo nimaisros upsalis yodua shalakdusha. Similarly, just as in a human being there is this waste matter, Kedusha also generates waste. There is a product, Kedusha's oil. When light burns, there's always an ash that remains. There's a moisture, there's a remain, a residue. That residue is referred to as klipos. Chochmas chitzanis come from there. V'chein kishuv bo nimaisros upsalis yodua. Also, the whole concept of magic also comes from this union of Maestros and Psalus. The Alkane, therefore, Mi Shenoifel Apikorsis Hazeis, a person who falls into this type of Apikorsis, Ach Shebevadai Tzorech Levroyach Elohim Olit Misham, although certainly a person has to run and escape from there, Ach Apalpikain, still, however, Mi Shenoifel Hashem, one who falls into there, Efshaloi Limtzei Hatzola Lotzeis Misham. It's conceivable, it's possible for him to find a rescue, how to be able to go out of there. Ki yuchal limtzei shom es Hashem yisporach im yivakshayu v'idrasheyu shom. Because it's conceivable for him, in the place where he is now, he has fallen into a place of klipos, a place of maestros, it's possible for him there to find Hashem. Why? Ki me'achar shehem bo'em yishvira sakeyum, because these klipos were created through a concept of Shviras HaKelim, Yesh Shom Kamo Nitzitzos HaKedusha, there exist there sparks of Kedusha, V'kamo Oisios, and sent many letters, Shemishbaru V'nafu L'Shom, which broke and fell into that place, the place of the Klipos, Kiyodua, as is known. Now this also relates beautifully with the way the Gemara interprets the concept of Maisrois, of Shviras HaKelim in a sense. When the Gemara discusses Shavim, when were the Shavim created? Shavim, in a sense, are klipos. They are something which come from Maestros, something which tries to attack Kedusha, Talmud Chacham has to watch out for Shavim, etc., etc. How did the Shavim come into being? Again, through an union of Rivui Er. There was a shortness of time. Time is an union of a Keli. Hashem wanted to make all of creation within a certain quantity of time. Kaviyochel, he didn't get to finish in time. There were certain unfinished items. When the time came to stop creation, there were ruchos, which had not been placed into bodies yet. These items remained incomplete. In a sense, this was a shiviras hakeli, in the fact that these items were not placed into kelim. This was light, which should have gone into a keli. It didn't. It was just around, in a manner where it could be damaging. These shaven, because the ruach was not put into a tzimtzum, that gave this ruach a damaging power, the power to do damage to human beings, to do damage to Kedusha. This is an union of Maestros. It was extra. This was the remainder after the time came to close creation. This is the way the Gemara explains it. Rabbeinu Zal says, For Alkein, Yuchalim Tzai Shana, the Christmas circle, therefore, because there exists Kedusha in these places, a person could find Elikus there, heavenliness, and Sechel, Liyashev Hakushiyas Shapikursis Hazois, to answer the questions that come from this Apikursis, Havon Nichochmas Chitzanias, which comes from Chochmas outside Chochmas, Shehen Boim Mimoisreis, Mishviras Kelim. Why? Ki Yesh Shom Chiyas Elikus. Because there exists in that place also a Chiyas Elikus, Hainu Sechel, the Oisiyas Shenish Buruvan Apolashom. Therefore, this type of apikursis does have an answer to it. But all of that it's written in Perkei Avos, that when it comes to certain types of apikursis, if you'll study enough Torah, if you'll study enough faith in Hashem, you'll be able to give the person the answers that he needs to pull him out of this yurida, to pull him out of this nefila, to pull him out of this place that he fell into. Because he fell into a place which, true, it is Tomei, but if there's a Elikus in there, there's still a rescue for him. He still could be saved. There still is a Hatzolah.
Okay, I'm not clear on this whole Indian of the Klippos. It always seems to be Kabbalah, so we've seen this thus far, that the Klippos come from Tzimtzum. Now, in the Olam HaKavod, the first time in the Shrisa Kevin, were already Klippos existing? I mean, how did the Klippos come about?
Through Shrisa Kevin.
But you said Shrisa Kevin, the Klippos able to hold on to the Kedusha. Okay, what happened?
In other words, when we talk about originally Kaviyachol, when there was Hashem's light and it was supposed to go into certain Kelim, period,
yes.
Had it gone into those Kelim, and those Kelim would have been powerful enough to contain that light, there wouldn't have existed any concept of Klippos, period.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't have been any Moisres, anything extra.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that the light was poured into Kelim, part of the Kelim remained intact, part of it broke. There was a Shavirasa Kelim, there was certain Kelim that broke. When a Keli breaks, what happens? Kaviyachol. It breaks, it falls. What's in it spills out and scatters, and the Keli itself remains as discarded item. In other words, like a Klicheres HaNishbor, for which there's no use in a sense. It's an item which is it's referred to as a waste item, as garbage, a discarded item.
So the fragments of the Kelim are the Klippos? I just said that was Rapach Mitzutzos.
That was
Rapach Mitzutzos. Merachef is Rapach Mez. It's Shrisa Kelim that the broken parts of the Keli are whether the Rapach Mitzutzos of Kedusha that were higher Kedusha from Olam HaTohu that remain in Olam HaTikun.
Which means that what happens with that Kedusha?
That it's
imprisoned. Because of the fact that there was this breakage, this is what gave permission to these Klippos to have something to latch on to.
Which Klippos? I mean, there were Klippos already latched on, or now Klippos were formed? I mean,
Klippos were formed.
Of the bread and vessel?
Exactly, right. Exactly. What is Klippo? Klippo means moisture, extra.
Okay, but I would clarify, is my first impression wrong that these shattered vessels are the very highlights of the Rapach Mitzutzos that are trapped in our world that we have to leave the virus? That was my impression. Is that not correct?
No problem with that. Why should that be a problem?
Are these fragments of the Kelim very, very high Kedusha, the Rapach Mitzutzos? Of which about 86 are left, or is this the Klippos?
The answer is, well, of course it's Kedusha. In other words, what did this start out as being? Kaviyachol, Hashem taking his light, putting it into Kelim.
And the Kelim, where it was understood, the Kelim of Tohu is still higher than the origin of Tikkun, right?
Right.
Okay, so we have the Rapach Mitzutzos of these shattered vessels.
Right.
How does it relate to Klippa? I don't understand. The shattered vessels are this great light of Kedusha, greater than the aura of Tikkun?
No, once this Kedusha,
yeah.
Once there was the Shavira, and these Mitzutzes fell, Meis doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom,
right.
There was an Afila, it got to a point where Chesed and Din got all mixed up.
Yeah.
Chesed, what is this Reish Pechas?
It's the light, it's the Kalim of
why 288? What is that? Okay, yes. You're talking like you know the whole thing.
No, I don't. I'm not
so, so I'm
okay.
Saying
okay.
That's why you don't understand.
Okay.
That is on Wednesday this year. Will be clarified a little better what's going on here. What is this? He's using a term, Rapach Mitzutzos, to confuse us. Unfortunately, we heard that term once. There's a pasuk in the beginning of creation. The pasuk says, Bereishis Elokim, Bereishis Bor Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Oretz. Originally, Hashem created heaven and earth. Vaho Oretz Veisa Soihu Vavayhu. The Oretz was Toyu Vavayu, black, the Ruach Elikim, and the Spirit of Hashem, Merachefes, hovered over Al Pnei Hamoyim, hovered over the water, meaning what existed in the world at the time of the beginning of creation, only water, there was water, and the Spirit of Hashem, Kaviyachol, hovered over this water. This is the wording that's used in the Chumash. The Ruach Elikim, Merachefes, Al Pnei Hamoyim. Merachefes is Mem Reish Peiches Toh. So now the Zohar Kodesh explains, what does this refer to? The Zohar Kodesh says that originally Hashem made creation. Again, everything was intended to be separate units. Hashem's light was to be put into separate Kelim, a Keli of Chochma, a Keli of Bina, a Keli of Das, a Keli of Chesed, a Keli of Gura, a Keli of Teferes. Each one of these, like, we have to picture them physically. We can't understand what they are. We talk in physical terms. Picture a cup that was supposed to contain Chesed, which is a liquid, a cup that was, you know, etc., etc. What happened was there was a concept of Shavira, a breakage, which caused a mishmash. It caused items to mix which weren't originally intended to mix. Now, what two items are there that are usually referred as the two basic extremes, in a sense, which aren't supposed to mix, which are to be kept separate and administered properly at different times? Chesed and Gevura. The Zohar Kodesh says it's these two items, the light of Chesed and Gevura, that became interwoven, interjumbled. Chesed is Begematria 72, Gevura is 216, 72 plus 216 is Resh Peches. This is the term that's used in the Kisvei Arizal and the Sifrei Chassidus when it talks about certain Resh Peches Nitzitzos that had a nefila that got damaged. It's referring to a basic concept of the Chesed and Din of Hashem that got mixed up again because Kalim broke. The light that was supposed to be kept separate got mushed together in a manner that it shouldn't have. Chesed and Gevura got mixed up together. That's why we have the whole problem of Teresh Baal Peh, the whole problem of Shulchan Aruch nowadays, where Chesed and Din are mixed together and the Jew is required to learn the mush and to be mavar, to learn, to get to figure out which is Chesed, which is Din, when to apply Chesed, when to apply Din, when to say kosher, when to say pasul, when to say osur, when to say mutter, when to say tameh, when to say tohar. That's the singing of Zerampin. Zerampin is six spheres, which correspond to the concept of osur mutter, kosher pasul, tameh tohar, which are basically referred to as Chesed and Gevura, which compose these 288 mitzvot of Kedusha, which have a nefila. Now the Zohar Kodesh says that there's a term used in Kabbalah, which you have to get used to, that in Kabbalah, when we use the word die means to have a yerida. But we say that there was, that these resh peches nitzutzeis died, it means they had a yerida, they went down a level. And the Zohar Kodesh says this is the secret that's hidden in this word, veruach elekim merachefes. The word merachefes, in the center you have resh peches, on the outside you have mes, that this light of Chesed and Gevura died, meaning it had a yerida. It suffered a yerida. It got mixed up together in a way that it shouldn't have, whereby the klipos could be yainik from that now. When the light is kept separately, quiet. When the light is kept separately, there's no problems. When the light becomes mixed together improperly via a breakage, the breakage, the keli that's broken, that is a double klipa, that is a moiser. You have a glass that you can put water into it and drink from it. The glass breaks. What do you do with it? You pick up the sharp, the pieces, you put it in the garbage. That's an inyan of klipa. The item which was originally a keli becomes a type of moiseros. The light that's within there becomes more subject to attack by klipos that form via this breakage. Exactly what the klipo is the klipo the piece of keli? Is it the oyer? Is it the what? That's hard to define. It's very hard to define. Could be it's defined more clearly in Kabbalah. But this whole item is a concept of klipa.
Okay, it was a part of this klipa before the Shavira. At the Shavira, some aspect of the keli became klipa, and some aspect of the keli or the R was our path suits us, and there was a unique goal.
Exactly. The fact that the keli were not strong enough to contain Hashem's life, what the Pshat Hashem couldn't quit, Hashem miscalculated, this was done in this way specifically, because this was the way things were supposed to be done. Hey, it had to turn out this way, but this is the way it turned out. Now we talk about the Misas Melachim, those kings, the eight kings who died that are described at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, they're also Misanim Eirida. Those Melachim represent these certain Ulamites, these certain spheres which are in a Fila via Shvira Sahih.
Is that good with other Melachim?
A little bit.
You see, is that the Mazas Halakim? So, when the last was given to this before, or just the one Yonik, or just the one Kedek to this?
No, not necessarily.
Not Merachefes?
Merachefes. Mem, Reish Peches, Tav.
Reish Ches
Pen, right? Mirach Ches. Okay. Okay, so that's a certain type of apikorsis that comes from Chochmas Chitzonius, which came because of this problem of Shvira Sakelem, but because it came through Shvira Sakelem, it means that there is light there of Kedusha. Besides Kolipa being there is light of Kedusha. It's a mush, it's a mishmash. A person who falls into there can become mistaken. Why? Because it's possible to push Elokus into there and the Elikus that's in there, combined with some outside help, this person could be pulled out and rescued. Period. But then as I says, Avol Yesh Oid Min Apikorsis, there is another type of Apikorsis, V'heim HaChachmois She'enam Chachmois. This refers to wisdoms that are not wisdoms, meaning El Machmas She'en Amukim, because these items are very deep, V'enam Masigim Oisam, and people can't understand them fully, therefore, they appear to be chachmais. Rabbi Yisrael is going to explain this. Kamay Lamoshel, for example, Kishe'echad Oimer Svara Sheker B'Gemara Pirish Taisvis, when a person says a wrong pshat in Gemara Rashi Taisvis, U'machmas She'en Lamden L'yashiv HaKashir She'bo'al Yidei Svara Zu, a person says a certain Svara in a Gemara, that the Gemara is saying this in this item, because of such and such. Because there isn't another person available at the time to say that this idiot is learning the wrong pshat. He's learning what the Gemara isn't saying that at all. In other words, he said that the Gemara is saying such and such, and he gave an explanation to it. Because whether or not the person did, to make pshat and this Gemara clearer, he could say that's not what it's saying. You're misinterpreting it, and then you're adding lumbus. You're trying to explain your mistake. You're building a pyramid on nothing, on a false premise. So through that, it appears to people that this person said a very interesting piece of logic and a smart chachma, a deep chachma, although in truth, this was no svara at all because he built it on a false premise. Somebody's going to go build a logic, say an explanation to an item that's false. You don't call that a pshetel, that's a joke, that's Purim Torah. Rabbi Nizal says, Kein yesh kamo mevuchos v'kashos eitz al nechakrim. Similarly, there are many paradoxes and questions by the philosophers, shebe'emes einam shum chachmar. In truth, these are not to be classified as wisdoms, v'hakashos b'teilin me'ikara. And their questions don't even begin. Their questions become bottled to begin with. In other words, they base the question on a premise where the premise doesn't begin. Very simple. Because within human comprehension there doesn't exist the capability to answer their questions, therefore it appears at times as though they're saying a chokhma, a deep concept, that there is a concept, a philosophical concept that's being presented. Rabbi Nizal says, however, in truth, these questions that they raise, that they bring up, cannot physically be answered. These questions that come from this type of apikorsis, they do not come from the shvira satelin, they come from the actual cholal haponi. These are questions that were found there. Asher shom b'toich hachol haponi, ein shom elukhus kaviyochol. There, within the Chol HaPonei, kaviyochol, it's as though Hashem did not exist there at all. The Arkeim, therefore, Eilu HaKushes HaBoi Nishon, these questions that come from there in the Chinas HaChol HaPonei, Yesher B'Shum Oifen Limtzei Lahem Tshuva. It's physically impossible to find any answer to them. Hainu Limtzei Shomis Hashem Yisparach, meaning it's impossible to find Hashem there. If you could find Hashem there, you would have a resolution to the problem. If kaviyochol Hashem is not there, then you have no resolve to the problem. Because if it were possible to find Hashem over there within the Chol HaPonui, in Kain lo yhoya ponui. The word ponui means vacant, empty, void. And then there would be all ein sof, there wouldn't have been room for any creation. The Alkain, our Apikorsis has a Yisnema, about this type of Apikorsis, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kol Bo'eho Lo Yeshuvim. Those who enter into this type of Apikorsis, Lo Yeshuvim, do not answer them. There is no reply to them. Ki Ein Shum Tshuvo, our Apikorsis has a Yis. There is no answer for this type of Apikorsis. Me'achar Shebo Mechol Aponoi, because this Seichel comes from the original Chol Aponoi, Shemishon Tzimtzein Elikus HaKaviyochol, where from that place Kaviyochol Hashem removed his Elikus in a sense, that's why these questions cannot be answered. Oivrim al kol hachochmois, they surpass all the Chachma is not that it's surprising when I said on Shabbos that when you get to a problem in Chachma, how could you resolve it? You have to jump over the Chachma. What comes right after Chachma? No. The Malchus of the next world, meaning Emuna, the meaning of Emuna. They pass over the Chachma. Even this apikosis which comes from the Cholaponoi, why? Because they believe in Hashem without any questions, without any chachmas. Rak be'emunah shleima, only with complete emunah. Because they believe that Hashem fills all the worlds. V'soyvev kol almin, and Hashem surrounds, encircles all the worlds. Nimtzo shehu kaviyochol b'soych kol ha'elamos, which means that we must say that Hashem is within all the worlds. V'soviv kol ha'elamos, and Hashem surrounds all the worlds. Hashem is the inner perimeter and the outside perimeter of all of creation. V'tzorech liyos hefresh kaviyochol bein hamiloy v'hasivul. And there has to exist some type of separation between the inner and the outer. She'im lav in kein hakol echad. If there is no distinction between the inner and the outer, then you can't refer to this as inner, this is outer anymore. The fact that you want to apply a term inner and outer means within, there's a certain line in between where from this point inward it's referred to as inner, from this point outward it's referred to as outer. Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, it's only through the fact that Hashem did create the Chol HaPonim, where from there, Kaviyochol Hashem removed his Elokus to a degree, and within that Chol HaPonim Hashem made the whole creation, so it comes out, that this Chol HaPonim surrounds the entire world, and Hashem surrounds all the worlds, meaning, mesavev gam alechol haponoi. Kaviyochol Hashem also acts as the outer perimeter of the chol haponoi also. V'alkein shayach l'mav memalei kol haomim. Therefore, it's also conceivable to say that Hashem fills all the worlds. Hainu kol habriyo shenivro b'soich hachol haponoi. All of creation that was created within this chol haponoi, this empty vacuum which surrounds all the worlds, the gam seidev kol almin, hainu shemesaveh gam ala chol haponoi. Hashem kaviyochol also acts as the outer perimeter of all the worlds, hu be'emsa, and in the middle, mafsik hechol haponoi, the chol haponoi separates, she kaviyochol tzimtzum misham alekusoi. Kaviyochol Hashem from there was mitzamtzem his alekus, which means, we have to look at this kaviyochol as though, let's say this were to be a chol haponoi, within here kaviyochol Hashem removed his elikus. However, the fact that we use a term that Hashem is mamalei kol almin, it means that only within the outer perimeter of this thing Hashem removed his elikus. In the center of this, the middle area within here, let's say this occupies an area of 100 square inches, the outer inch layer of each of these items on each side, Kaviyochol Hashem removed his elkus from. Within the whole core of this item, Hashem is there. Kaviyochol on the outside of this item, we say Hashem is misalei kolamim, Hashem is also there. So in a sense, the whole hafonei is within a sandwich. Hashem is on the inside, Hashem is on the outside. In the middle there exists a thin area of chol hafonei, Kaviyochol, from which Hashem constricted his elkus. But yet it's silly to say that Hashem isn't within everything, because if the Chol HaPonoi is sandwiched within Hashem, then it's assumed that Hashem is there also, sort of. Therefore, there is no real concept of Hashem having removed himself completely, but yet we must have some type of concept of removal, or else there's no room for Bria, there's no room for creation. This is the way Rav Enizal leaves it for now. Tell you.
This is where the creation took place.
Exactly.
And therefore, everything that we have in creation is in the Chol HaPonoi.
Right.
And we're saying that in the Chol HaPonoi, that's why Hashem removed himself.
Exactly.
So therefore, we're saying that in everything in creation, Hashem is not here.
Exactly. That's what it seems like in a sense. Yet, however, we know Hashem is mamalei kol alamin, which means that Hashem is on the inside of this, and Hashem is mesavik kol alamin, Hashem is on the outside, so everything is sandwiched within Hashem. It's just within a thin level, in the middle of Kaviyoko, Hashem had to remove himself in order for there to be room for creation, and yet still, this isn't enough. This isn't saying enough, because Rabbeinu Tzal says still this is paradoxical. Because if we are to say that Hashem will remove himself, it would not be possible for anything to exist. Although it's a sandwich, it still wouldn't work. So you're left with a paradox. You must say he removed himself. If he removed himself, there would be no way for anything to exist there. It's a problem, period. It's a problem from the Chol HaKamari, the problem which is not to be resolved till Lo'asid Lo'avoy. Rabbeinu says Lo'asid Lo'avoy, this problem, this paradox, will be clarified in a completely satisfactory manner, whereby everybody will understand it very well. But for now, it's a paradox, and all of these types of questions about the courses that come up, where they bring up these paradoxical type of concepts, those things originate from this Chol HaKamari, this original question that occurred when Hashem created, all of their unanswerable questions stem from there, and therefore they are not to be delved into in any way. That's the kind of Kodera Havar issue.
But who we answered?
Benazal says very solidly over here, we've been over the right, that this question will be answered, will be clarified, lost the love of. No question about that.
It's just on what Steve said. In the beginning of creation, there was Chol HaKamari.
No.
I mean,
when things started off, everything was air and soul.
Right.
Hashem wanted it to make a bria. Therefore, he had to remove himself to the sides and leave room within a sandwich of Hashem for there to be creation.
Okay, now, into that came the light.
Well, into that was made, within that area was made the whole bria.
And everything that, all the dollar and love.
The whole bria. That's the wording that's used. Is within the Chol HaKamari.
And now, I see. Okay. So it is that everything is existing now within the Chol HaKamari.
Right.
We don't know how much Matzilus on.
That's the way, exactly. In other words, or else where could Olam Matzilus is not Ein Sof. It was a new item that had to be created. If it was a new item that had to be created, there had to be room made to create that item. This whole concept of Chol HaKamari existed. The Chol HaKamari encircles everything. And yet, Kaviyachol Hashem encircles the Chol HaKamari from the outside and from the inside.
I would say that something might be wrong, but the light, the Oiris, and the Silas are Ein Sof. Is that not correct?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because, very honestly, one thing that would make it very doubtful to an extent is the fact that there is higher than Atzilus. And Atzilus at times is referred to as Chokhmah, meaning there's a Keser above that. But all of this is not for us. Next.
Now, don't you say that before Hashem created the world, there was, there were servants of Hashem just beyond that shouldn't be known as the people of Hashem created the world? I have a question. Hashem created the world, people should have the internet now.
You're mixing up something. That's not before all of Bria. If Hashem made the Bria, meaning he created Natsilos, a Bria, a Yetzir, Nasir, before there was a creation of Earth, the planet Earth as we know it, and these physical planets, where were all the Neshamas originally? In the Kisei Kavod. We said that, where was the Kisei Kavod? Kaviyachol in Gan Eden. In other words, this is quiet, relaxed. In other words, that's the place. In other words, it's referred to the terminology of these. All the Neshamas were in Gan Eden. They were as close to Hashem. They were in the Kisei HaKavod, which is what we say today is our tachlis, to return our Neshama to its Sherish, which is the Kisei HaKavod, Kaviyachol Hashem. That's the case. Why did he have to send them down and to go through this and back up?
Was there an animal after the egg?
When?
When they were in the Kisei HaKavod.
Exactly. As soon as creation began, Hashem created four Olamos.
Right. Did you say there was a Kisei HaKavod before the Tzimtzum?
I said when did the Tzimtzum take place?
At the beginning of creation.
Right. When did Atzilus come into being?
At the beginning of creation.
Okay.
There was a Kisei HaKavod number four, in other words.
There wasn't.
Was there a Kisei HaKavod? You said the Shamas is using.
What is the Kisei HaKavod? What is it referred to as far as Elamites?
I always
refer to Habriya. Which
was
exactly.
All
that existed was Olam HaEinsof.
Is it Nishmas Shel? Tzilus is not the Kisei HaKavod,
right?
So the Nishmas Yisrael didn't exist before the original Sin Samar.
100%.
Did not exist.
100%. That's part of the Buya.
What's the thing in the Medrash that when Hashem wants to create the world, he asked the tzaddikim, he asked the malachim.
That world, again, we're getting lost somewhere. Mm-hmm. The world, is that from the Atzilus, the Buya? It's talking about the
spiritual
terminology world.
Gracious is just telling this physical world.
Bereshis is talking about both. Pshat-wise, it's talking about this physical world. Zerachadish-wise, the Zerachadish explains how in their stand the whole Merachefes, Bim, Bam, and everything. Pshat-wise, it's talking about this world, definitely. You understand? It's only via Surid where they show how in those words is contained all the information as to how Bereshis is Chachma, Bor Elikim, Chachma created the Bina, Es HaShemayim Vesoret gave us Das, which is Zerante, you know, Bim, Bam. Shatwise, it's simply the creation of this earth, which is what's referred to in Kabbalah terms as Olam Asiya, at best.
But we're saying these various things are existing for 2,000 years before creation.
The Torah.
So that means 2,000 years before this world was created, there was already all this kind of creation.
You better believe it.
Time-wise, after. This is the concept.
Right. Okay.
In other words, that Olam Asiya is everything existing very time-wise 2,000 years before.
Olam Asiya is the Torah. Dabor Tzivo Lerav Dor. The Torah was created 1,000 generations before Briah Solomon.
Okay, this is how the plan began with Olam Briah, no?
I don't know.
It's a Shemel on the Davni, that's a Sira, right? Like, the Davni should come out, the Shemel after the book Shemel, okay, maybe this is not correct stuff, but I've learned previously that point is the beginning of time as a Sira goes into Yitzira, that's where time begins.
No idea. I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you an item that Rebizal once mentioned about Zman, to know where, and again, the items that Rebizal said were so clear, you can tell that this is emes or emes. Zman, what is Zman? Zman is tzimtzum. So time is a constriction. Above time means no constriction, within time is a constriction, which means that when we talk about Kaviyot or Hashem, generally we refer to two levels, Machshavo and Maisel. The brain, the three parts of the brain, Chachma Bina Das, and the Klei Ha'asiya, which are the seven lower spheres. Within Meichin, within Chachma Bina Das, or the upper spheres, there is no concept of time. In other words, in Olam Haba, we say there's no concept of time. In Gan Eden, there's no concept of time. It's only within this world, which is the concept of the seven lower spheres. That's why in this world there are 7 days to the week and 7 years to the Shemitah, etc., etc., that there exists a concept of time. This is why Rebbe Zal said, the Arizal says, to illustrate this a little bit more clearly, it all goes back to Yudkei Vavkei, Ov Sog Mo Bon. Everything is based on that. So in Ov Sog Mo Bon, or Yudkei Vavkei, when we want to make the division between these two, this world versus upper world, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, where's the split?
It's the Ma on one side, and the Ma on the other.
Why? What are the 7 days of the week? Which means, Richie?
The Abbasad and the Tath.
Exactly. Ov and Sog are referred to as the upper. Morbon is the seven Shiva Yemei HaBinyan, which refers to this world and everything like that. This is why. More. Bon is exactly the Gematria Zman, showing that this is where the concept of Zman exists. Within Vav K, within More Bon, within seven, within Bereshis Bor Elikim, within the 7 days of creation, that's where Zman exists. Above that, there's no Zman. Which seems to imply that Zman applies to Yetzira Asiya.
So, as a fact, I had much explanation, because I might be right, that what it means is probably because it's 2,000 years before the world. Talking about Shiva Simei Binyan, each one's called 1,000 years, it's trying to pass it down, that the Torah is ready for 2 spheres higher than Chachma. That means that 2,000 years is 2 meters higher than...
Could be. I don't know. I really don't know.
Choose to give it 1,000 generations? Or
1,000 generations before creation of the world.
How many years?
It's referred to as 2,000 years.
1,000 years.
Yeah. Okay, not at all. Because basically, Zman is a concept of Tzimtzum, which is a concept of Malchus. However, the concept of Zman does cover within Vav and K. Understand? That's what you have to understand in Kabbalah. Not think that everything is relative. That's one of the most super important items And how do you get this? From Rabbeinu's Asfaram, Rabbeinu's Asfaram. That's where you see ones who really knew this Chochmah well. They knew how to explain it in a way where there's no confusion, there's no mishmash. This compared to this is an Indian of Chesed. This compared to this is an Indian of Din. However, there are times when we say that this is Din, and this is, you know, depending on what the circumstances. Okay, let's continue. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'hinei al-yidei emunot shemaminim, shashem yisporach, memalei kolalmen, v'soyvei kolalmen, through this firm faith, whereby the Israel believe that Hashem fills all the worlds from the inside and encircles all the worlds from the outside in Cain, if that's the case, shegam hechol haponei bi'atzmoi, mishave mechochmosi yisporach, which means that the Cholo HaPoni also was created from Hashem's Chochmah, Ubevadai, therefore certainly, Be'emes La'amitoi, in the super, super truth, when we get down to super brass tactics, we must admit that Yesh Shom Elikusa Yisparach, that even within the Cholo HaPoni, there is a degree of Hashem's Elikus. Rasha, the Asher HaHasim says, it's impossible to understand this. The limits of Hashem is broken out. It's very hard to be able to find Hashem. Al Cain, therefore, came Ibrahim al Kolach Hochmois Vakushes Mabikursis Haboni Shom Halachonim. The Jews pass over all these questions that come from this and this and this and this. Kiyayde, because they understand Shevavada Yashalom Salam Shuvah. That certainly these questions cannot be answered at the moment. If you could find an answer to it, how would you find an answer? If Hashem were there, there would be an answer. Why? Because when we talk about the concept of Kashya, Kashya and Teretz is an image of Sofek and Vadai. When there's a question, this item is in Sofek. When there's an answer, this item becomes a Vados, right? Sofek, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Amolek. What is the opposite of Sofek? Kaviyachol? Havadai Shemoi Ken Pilosani. Hashem is Vadai. So if we say that here there's a question, if we say that in the Chol HaPoni there's a question and the question cannot be answered, it means that there is no concept of Vados there, which means there is no concept of Hashem there. The word Vadai and Hashem are synonymous. This is an element of the Shua HaKadosh says. That's a super chiddush. That the word vadai is Hashem. How do we know? Because Amalek is Safek. Hashem is the opposite of Amalek. Hashem says, Melchomo Hashem ba'Amalek nidardur. Nobody else can battle him. I'm his adversary, because I'm his opposite. He is Safek, I am Vadai. So if we say that the Chol HaPoni is a place where there are questions which can't be answered, it means that Safek rules there. It means that Vadai is not there, Kaviyochol, that Hashem Kaviyochol is not there. In Cain, what is the Chol HaPoni? Because if Hashem could be found there, there wouldn't be any Chol HaPoni. There couldn't be an existence of Bria. Avol, again, Rabbeinu Chal keeps reminding you, Avol be'emes la'amitoi, the Vadai yesh aleihem teshuva. Certainly there is an answer for these questions. And certainly Hashem's Elikus is found there. However, through delving into this, a person gets stuck there, he falls down over there. It's impossible to find Hashem over there, because that place is called Chol HaPoni, and Hashem is extremely, extremely, extremely hidden over there, but he definitely is there to a degree. Therefore you are forced to believe Shashem is for us, say they damolov, that Hashem Kaviyachol surround encompasses this also. Over Vadai Be'emes Gam Shom Yesh Elikus Yisporach, and certainly in truth Hashem's Elikus is found there also. The Alkan Rabbeinu says this is why Yisrael Nikurim Ibriyim. Why are the Jews called Ibriyim, Hebrews? This is one of the names that were given for the Jews, Ibriyim. We say because they come from Avraham Avinu, who lived on Eiver HaNohar, the other side of the river. The whole world was on one side in their lack of belief in Hashem. Avraham was Ibri, from the other side, the side that did believe in Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says the word lav means to pass over. The Jews with their emuna pass over these chachmais, because these chachmais, in a sense, are the union of keser, the union of the muflam in chol al-kidrash. This is a davar peler, a wondrous item, in which you're not allowed to delve into. That's the keser. What do the Jews do? They take chachma, they take light up to whatever level they can handle it, and then they rise and rise and rise up the chachma. When they get the chachma, they see keser, they pass over it, and they start again with the concept of the emunah. They start with the emunah, the next world. Even over that, they pass over. Period. The Jews, in other words, it's not just a second. The Jews with their emunah have the power to pass over all chachmas, even these chachmas that come from the chol haponi, they just pass over and finish. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Alkanim, that's why Hashem is Borach Nikro Elokei Ho'ivrim. That's why Hashem is called the Hashem of the Ivrim, Miloshin Eiver HaNohor, Miloshin Studim, a concept of sides. Eiver HaNohor means the side of the river also. Eiver means the side, the river edge, like. Hainu, She'elokusei Misaveh Gama Lechol HaPonim, Habor Ideh Tzimtzum, She'etzimtzim Oilet Studim, because it's Hashem's canal. Meaning, through the fact that Hashem is a type of Hashem, whereby there must exist this concept of pulling to the sides, that's why the concept of Eiver applies to Hashem himself. Hashem is also an Ivri, the side of the river. Hashem pulled his light to the sides in order for there to be creation. And the Hashem of the Jews who believe in this concept, that's why they're called Ivrim. So the term Ivrim applies to the Jews and applies to Hashem, to both. But Al-Kain, the Vadai Nizor, because it's Hashem's, the Vadai Tzorach Lizor, Yosef Yosef, a person has to be exceptionally careful, Livroyach, to run away, Olehi Molik Misham, and to escape from there, not to look into and study their words at all whatsoever, because there is a guarantee that if you enter there, you're going to get stuck there. He all of Nema, about them, it's the Pasuk, about this type of Chochmah, the Pasuk says, they will not achieve Chochmah, they will not achieve life. Rachman will send their form to this bechin of mace, death, suffered, amorek, death, and they'll remain there, chas v'shalom.
The thing that you said about the fact that that if there's a suffix there, so Hashem can't be there. This
right.
Only applies to where there's a certain suffix by those unanswered questions that can't be answered.
Right.
It doesn't apply to the first category that
of course
way.
Not.
Even
you
though there is
suffix
there, it's not real, real suffix.
And yet, Rabbeinu Zal says that the emissaries that belong even within this chalak, there's no such thing as super suffix. There's no such thing as a suffix in which Amalek doesn't rule in any D-A-M-N place. Hashem is the boss everywhere, which means there is Vadai, there is a tshuva here. It's just that it's hidden until Osirovay has a time limit on it. When that time will come, this item will be Nizbara, it'll be clarified, whereby everybody will be able to understand it.
Second question is, what did you relate to when you explained the Kodesh Abzman? What did it relate to exactly?
We were talking about the concept of Tzimtzum, the Chal, the Selim of Tzimtzum.
Why don't you argue this whole secret life is going to be driven by looking for these kind of factors? Whenever you hear the factor, you know
that what?
That there's an ultimate contradiction there, that's going to follow up on it. And there is no answer, and it seems very simple and very logical.
The answer is because as simple and logical as it seems, the hearing of the question alone could inject space. In other words, talking about this is so delicate an item that the only time a person is allowed to talk about this is when he's talking out of a sefer like this. Out of a sefer where every second word is, but still we believe. Because if you're going to read about this in a place where the word emunah isn't, where the one who wrote it is not a ma'amin, and the concepts that are being based there aren't, here Rabbeinu Zal is telling you this whole thing to strengthen your emunah. There it's being presented just as knowledge, as study of knowledge, that is just pure poison. It's going to hurt any mind the mind of a superman, and it can do damage to him, because the words come up, and as I'll explain, but those ones in philosophy are ones who are usually Menachim, ones who have Gaiva, ones who are Aishas Ish Nefesh Yikor Hitotzin, ones who fall into Nilu, which means the words alone are super damaging. That's by Bilam HaRosha, that's why Bilam was sent to curse in Israel, because Balak knew that he was a philosopher, he was a Kishuf, a person of Kishuf magic. He entered into the Minakolaponi, therefore he wanted him, Yoidea Da Selyon, he wanted him to speak against Bnei Israel, because he knew that in his speaking words of Tefillah, he could bring them into me, he could bring them into a Pagamanamun against Hashem. That's why, no matter how well armed the person is with the knowledge that this is something that can't be answered, reading the question alone could be very damaging. Which is, if we say that Chol HaPoni is a place from which Hashem removed himself, what is Chol HaPoni? A place of Kribos. It's a concept of Moisturus. Wherever Hashem is, that's a good place. Wherever Hashem isn't, that's a bad place. When we say that when you go into the bathroom, you're not supposed to say Hashem's name. Why? Because that's a place of Kribos. It's a tummy place. So because Hashem is not there, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. Is Hashem there though? Definitely, 100%. It's just in the tzumtzum. It's a different level, to a level whereby tzitzis can be taken into there. Tefillin can't be taken into there. Because goes to show again how all this is levels, depending on how meticulous the tzumtzum is in a certain place, there are different laws that apply to it, different rules that apply to it. But yet, in speaking of general terminology, a bathroom is a place of paper, it's a place of tumma. If it were a place of tumma, how do I make a bracha when I come out of it? The answer is to a degree. Hair is a place where papers grow. If that's the case, why is it that the biggest seven can have hair? The answer is because up to a point it's paper, up to a certain point it is. Because it's noiga, which is sometimes in Kedusha, sometimes it's All of this requires much, much more clarification. Don't forget that we're talking here in baby language, real baby. Let nobody think they walked out of here knowing, oh, now I know what Chol HaPoni is, this kind of baloney. We're talking in the simplest baby terms, just to give a little taste, a little idea of what their questions are, and that it's baloney, it's hokum. Just remember that's what we're holding on. How many people do we have?
9.
Yeah. The word chet, the ches and ches, is gematria toiv. The aleph stands for the aluf shalom, Hashem. Or Hashem and toiv is found in sin. He's up. It means questions based on a specific chokhmah. He says, let's say, what type of example could we give?
Would it be like a formative question? What do you say about something wrong?
No. In other words, somebody asks something about inertia, let's say, laws of inertia. In other words, physical type questions. He quotes to you a concept of physics, which seems to contradict, let's say, molecules. Something like that.
Will tell you the sun will all this.
Exactly.
These are things visually intangible. They come up with questions that can't be answered.
Conceptual questions, which they can't be answered. That's what he's going to use in the second type of course.
Oh, they're just supposed to tell the parents that they have to be mad at them.
Even
those things, can you still go in? Let's see the things that are...
Vidah, Mashiach, Shabbat, Yitzhak. Only one who is very learned, who is equipped with the answers. That's what, obviously, one who doesn't even know Chumash, and Rashi, and Novi, and Shas, and Shulchan Aruch, and Zohar HaKadosh, and Kisvei Arizal, it's understood that he shouldn't get involved in any kind of stupid debates. Unless it's with a kid his age or something like that. Otherwise, you got to be lunatic. How can you go to battle about something you know nothing about? Well, in other words, what degree of terror do we know that we're in a position to battle with somebody who's asking questions? It's only one who is, like our Rebbe, Zichron Avraham, who is a Tom Chacham. That's one who can deal with the other type of, the lower type of apikoros. A regular person should avoid, generally, getting into any type of philosophical questions, unless he feels confident that he has a lot of knowledge about the subject, or, about the animal, that animal. Right, there's a story that's built in front of the honor that one of the tzaddikim, I forget his name, but this is a story that Rabbeinu Zal related this time, then that shortly before that time, there was a certain very great tzaddik in whose time there came up a problem where one of the philosophers started asking super hard questions about Emunah, and he got, I think the number is 300 tzaddikim to fall into the pit, in other words, to fall victim to questions, whether they came to upon, they came to this tzaddik to call on him to go in with them, to submit with them in their in their